Hey, it's me again, and what I want to ask you today is, like, what do you do to keep organized? I've tried all sorts of different programs, different systems, and I'm going to tell you what has and hasn't worked for me, and I would love to hear from you. Like, what are you really using that's working for you? Because what I'm trying right now is kind of, it's a little new for me, but it's got the potential that I want. So what I used to do was I have a big whiteboard of the entire year in my office, right? So I have, I put down the big things that are going on throughout the year when I'm traveling, when I have, mentoring meetings and stuff like that, affiliate stuff. And so I can see the big picture, which is awesome. And I think that's important. So I think I'll continue doing that. I don't know. Do you do that? Do you have a calendar on your wall, or do you keep one nearby, or do you just do it on your computer and just have Google or Outlook or some other sort of program? I'm really curious to hear what you do. When I was in the corporate world, I used to use a Franklin planner. Do you know what those are? Do you remember them? They were it was sort of after like a day timer, except a little more goal oriented and a little more organized. And so I found this thing called My Best Self, right? It's very basic. It's a 3-month journal, if you will, where you write out your calendar and your daily timeline, and it sounded awesome, but when I first looked at it, I'm like, well, I don't have any goals. So that was a problem. So I had to come up with goals, which is, you should anyway. And so that helped. And what this does, mybestself.com, that I like the most is that it has you organize every single hour of your working day. And even, you know, you can go later if you want, like if you're going to work out or you have other, you know, family obligations or obligations to yourself. Maybe you have to, you know, go to the grocery store. You can also book those in this book. And I like that part about it. But I found that I'm not really using it as much as I expected I would. I use Google Calendar quite a bit. You know, I put what I'm supposed to do for the day and the week, and it's color-coded. I love color-coding. But then I just found this cool program called, it's on my phone, and it's on all my devices. It's called Kanban Flow, KanBanFlow.com, Kanban Flow, and it's free, but you can upgrade, which is what I did, because the premium stuff looks really cool. And this is not an affiliate thing, not that I would mind if it were, because it looks really awesome, and I've been using it for a couple weeks, and I like it. So what you can do is, You put in a task and you can break it down into multiple steps, and it's right there color-coded for you. You can put a responsible person. It tracks your time, which is a big thing for me. I get lost in social media quite a bit, or in email groups of, you know, friends that are also colleagues that suck me into the vortex sometimes, and it's so much easier to do that stuff than it is to do your own work, right? It's very easy. So when you have these sorts of restrictions, it makes a big deal. And also use a timer. You know, I love timers, and I hope you love your timer too. Just time yourself for 15 minutes. If you want to blow something off, just keep it under control. That's all. And set your little timer for 15 minutes, 30 minutes if you want, and go look at the junk sites that I like to look at, like TMZ or the Daily Mail or whatever. Those are so not as important or fun as they used to be, now that the government is actually quite entertaining and there's so much to read about. But at any rate, you got to keep those times to a minimum, because it's really easy to get sucked into it. So that's how I stay organized right now. And maybe you're in a mentorship group. That's something else that I do also. I don't have one running right this moment, but I actually run them, and I've been in them. So I believe in them very strongly. If you meeting on a weekly basis, my friend Jen Blackhearth suggests having 2-week chunks of what it is that you want to get done, like a 2-week race. and then kind of a break, which I like that too. And in the new year, I'm going to look at doing that instead of the bigger, bigger, crazy picture and seeing if I can work it out like that. So that's how I stay organized. Love to hear how you do it. And I know there's lots of things out there, so please let me know your thoughts. And I'll see you next time.